Yes.
Mm-hmm. And some of them, I believe Buddhism, one thing about Buddhism that attracts me a lot in practice, a very practical practice, daily routine, to liberate your soul, your mind, so we can find peace of this present life, after life,
Right. A lot of it is one is being present for them, be willing to listen to them, to comfort them in some way, to help them, to be kind to them. Those are very human qualities that don't need a Buddhist label put on it, and so that they. For people who are approaching the end of their life, I think and of course we all are. but particularly when there is a terminal illness, then it is in your face, and so that. Being able to be patient with people, to be kind to them, to be gentle with them, so that it's something that is tangibly soothing to them, settling. So trying to be a calm, settling presence to them, as opposed to trying to teach them Buddhism. It's just, that's usually not very useful at that time. And I think also not being, because sometimes like that experience of as death comes closer, if somebody doesn't have much of a refuge, it's easy to be to experience fear and to not be, say, ruffled or shaken by somebody else's fear, and to be able to be calm and settled within that. That helps them to experience a sense of calm. That's a gift that you can give to them. That makes sense?
But if you were facing with that type of people, what were, you have a lot of experience in spiritual and religious mind, what would you say, I like to work
with? Well, sometimes I don't say anything. But I think also, especially when somebody is dying and facing death, then it's important to not say something that is superficial or just canned. You really have to speak from the heart. And so that's where you tap into this kindness, compassion, acknowledgement of their suffering or difficulty, and being willing to hear them, to be present for them, to not be shaken by it. Because oftentimes it brings up our own fear. That we can learn about our own fear of death by being close to people who are experiencing that. Say, oh, okay, there's still something there. And how can I be comfortable with that? And then how can I be a presence for their well-being? But sometimes also I find, especially as monks, it's one of the things that is helpful in terms of just being a presence, is also a chanting. Even if somebody is not Buddhist, oftentimes it's that using a chanting to, again, it's something that's quite soothing, and as an expression of loving kindness, compassion. It's like just chanting the Metta Sutta in English. Is the words are really meaningful, and the one using the chanting as a way to. The sound of it, the cadence of it, the rhythm of it can be very soothing. And that can be quite helpful sometimes.